As we come into the North American session on Tuesday, there isn't much going on in traditional financial markets. We say traditional financial markets because this is not the case in crypto land, where Bitcoin has extended its record run, pulling Ether along for the ride as well. There's been a lot of excitement in the space in 2021 around mainstream and institutional adoption, and the swirl around Coinbase this week has helped to fuel the fire some more. Still, with financial markets overall where they are right now, we can't help but wonder if the gains in the crypto space will be sustainable if we see any hiccups in traditional assets. One of those hiccups could come by way of U.S. inflation data, which has been showing signs of wanting to push up above forecast, and we believe such an event would be quite disruptive to stocks, currencies, and cryptocurrencies by extension, at least over the short run, as rising inflation translates to more pressure to need to be less accommodative to investors, and less accommodation to investors means lower stocks and a higher US dollar. Of course, the higher dollar part has to do with the fact that rising inflation puts upward pressure on US yields, which means more favorable US dollar yield differentials, along with the flight to safety demand into the buck as risk comes off. The market will take the day to reflect on today's US CPI reads, and we believe there is serious risk that inflation reads will indeed start exceeding forecasts on a more consistent basis going forward, irrespective of today's readings. This is where our focus is at the moment, and this is why, beyond any short-term positive catalyst in crypto markets, we would caution against expectations for a meaningful bullish continuation at this stage of the game. We also think the ascendancy of crypto assets is sure to be facing increased resistance from regulatory bodies. And while we are very upbeat on the outlook for the emerging asset class on a medium to longer term basis, there is enough risk out there right now that it is keeping us a little bit more cautious. That's all for now.